Greetings, my friends. It is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIVSOC.com, on the interwebs. You know what's fantastic about being me? The part where I'm right. All the fucking time. It doesn't stop. The rightness, and I'm not talking about political right, right-wing, alt-right, no. The rightness, the correctness of all the things I say. Alt-right, when are you going to listen to what I am telling you? You have lost. I'm not saying this because I don't like you. I'm not saying this because you're ugly. I'm not saying this because you fucking walk with a limp. I'm not saying this because I disagree with you. I'm not saying this for any fucking emotion-based reason whatsoever. I'm saying this because I do not live in a fantasy world. Okay? Now, I know you tell me, well, Donald Trump won. You do not understand the difference between winning a battle and winning the war. Yes, Donald Trump got elected. Donald Trump might even get elected a second time. You have lost the war. And the evidence is there for you to see, and I keep telling you, I keep explaining to you that you are a minority in the population of the United States. And your status as the minority is only going to... Your numbers are only going to go down. Your numbers are going down, not up. This is why you're not winning. This is why you will not win the war, why you cannot win the war. The parasites outnumber you. The parasites outnumber you right now. 10 years from now, the parasites are going to swamp you. Somewhere I saw this. I don't remember where it was. I think it was in a video. And anyhow, it's some town meeting thing, and some right-wing type guy stands up and he says something along the lines of, yeah, you know, we're going to fight to preserve America, or you know, what the fuck. He said something that a alt-right type person would say. And then this fucking other person stands up and he says, kind of hippie look, aging hippie looking piece of shit. And he said something to the effect of, yes, but I'm a college professor and I'm a liberal and I'm opposed to everything you just said. And you're sending your children to me for their educations. And that moment sums it all. This is why you don't understand. You've lost. You think you're winning, but you still send your children to the colleges so they can be turned into left-wing statists. You still rely upon the corporations. Okay, look, the colleges are controlled by the left-wing statist. That's where you send your children for their education. The corporations are controlled by left-wing statists. Now, you may think, well, the CEOs, they're not left-wing statists. No, but the HR departments are. And the HR departments are ultimately the ones who tell you what you're allowed to talk about and all this other shit. The corporations, if you're working for a corporation, you're controlled by left-wing statism via the HR department, via the virtue signaling policies. The government, despite the Trump and Fuhrer being the president, is controlled by left-wing statist. The bureaucracy is left-wing statist. The affirmative action laws, left-wing statist. It's all left-wing statist. And then finally, we get to where today's podcast is going. We get to the interwebs. I talked about the illusion of infinity, right? This is a sort of a part of that. You alt-righters, you look at the interwebs as being your savior. Because, oh, we can go on the internet and we can do whatever we want. Hence, the incessant whining that has been endured by myself and other people as all of you got your fucking YouTube channels demonetized because, of course, you know, freedom of speech on the internet and all this shit. And so all of this, oh, support me on my Patreon. Support me because YouTube has demonetized me. Support me on my Patreon. And what did I say? What did I? The great one himself, the founder of the... I've been on the internet since 1999. Don't listen to me. No, don't listen to anything I fucking say. I've been podcasting for 12 fucking years. I've been doing philosophy, politics, economics. Been talking about this shit for 12 fucking years. Don't listen to anything I say. There's no fucking way I could possibly be right about anything. And what did I say to you dumbasses? I said, what's the point of going to Patreon? Because Patreon will eventually just kick you off of Patreon for being a right-winger. The left-wing statists control the internet. Feminist book. Twitterverse. YouTube, or censorship tube, as I call it. Hey, we got Patreon, and I know you've got Minds.com and Gab.ai. Okay, how many years do you think it will be before the left-wing statists take those over? That's a serious fucking... Do you really think? Here's another opportunity for me to be right. We'll see how this turns out in 5 years. Do you really think that Gab.ai is somehow immune from social justice warriors showing up over there and getting their panties in a wad because you posted something about how cruel Donald Trump is? I mean, do you really think there's something magical about that space, about that collection of ones and zeros, that social justice warriors can't sign up for accounts and then come in there and fuck it up? Do you really think that? Okay, you really think that you're going to win on the internet against a bunch of people who have no fucking lives, who just sit around all day long looking at the internet searching for things to be offended by? If you're a true alt-right type person, like not a poser or whatever, like if you're really this embodiment of what you want the United States to be, and just say work ethic and people who do things and accomplish things, right? You don't have time to sit around on the fucking internet all goddamn day because you're actually doing things with your life. The left-wing statist, they have no reason to live other than voting Democrat and cashing welfare checks. That's it. And they don't have to cash welfare checks anymore because the welfare money goes straight to their fucking debit card, and you only have to vote every 2 years. The entire rest of their life can be devoted to going on the internet and getting offended that people disagree with them and then seeking to have those people censored. So I have to listen to all this bullshit about your fucking Patreon account. Your fucking Patreon account. Your fucking Patreon. Give me some money on my Patreon account because I can't get a fucking job. I believe in capitalism, but I can't get a fucking job. So give me money on my Patreon account because this is what I do for a living, is I yell at the internet too. I don't pretend it's a fucking job. I told you that the whole Patreon thing, Patreon doesn't give a shit about you, and all this flocking to Patreon, well, the next step is Patreon fucking taking you off of Patreon because you're racist, sexist, homophobic, because you're white, because you're right-winger. And then I fire up the RSS reader and I download my censorship tube videos. And I see the cute little blonde girl, and we've got this.
Hey, everyone. Okay, so as you may know by now, Patreon has kicked me off of their website.
Whoa! Patreon kicked me off their website. Who could have possibly seen that coming? Who? How could we have... Nobody could see that coming. Oh, yes. Let's see. Okay, I'm standing on... train tracks, and there's a large object on the train tracks coming towards me, and I see a light on the front of the object, and there's this loud whistle blowing. How was I supposed to know I was going to get hit by a train? Can you get any dumber? Who saw this coming?
Essentially eviscerating the majority of my income.
Because she can't get a job. She's young, she's cute, she's white, she's blonde. I would bang her. But see, most of her... Again, why? What makes you think that getting most of your income from Patreon is a good idea? How many times do I have to explain this to you? Multiple income streams. And again, guys, Patreon, controlled by left-wing statist. PayPal, controlled by left-wing statist. I've explained this already. If you want to take money on the internet, Bitcoin, not controlled by left-wing statist. Yes, I know Bitcoin is down a little bit. Yes, I know cryptocurrency. Yes, I listened to the episode of Carrie Lutz with Aaron Cleary on there talking about cryptocurrencies. And I agree with all his points. Yes, he said there's 900, I forgot what he said, 930, 970, 900 something, or was it 7? Anyway, it's some obscene number of cryptocurrencies. And yes, most of them are completely worthless. I'll talk about that later because Cleary and Carrie Lutz made a bunch of really good points about cryptocurrency. How many times do I have to explain this? You get a fucking post office box and people can mail money to you in the form of a check. But I know, especially you fucking young little millennial blonde girls like Lauren Southern. Oh, you can't go cash a check because that's just too much work. You want everything to happen through the fucking internet because you think the internet is this magic thing. Yes, this is the magic. It's the magic of Patreon kicking you off of their site and, quote, eviscerating most of your income, unquote. Yes, Lauren, that's the magic of the internet. And that's how your life is going to be until the day you die if you cannot wean yourself from this fucking emotional fascination you have with the internet. There are other ways to get money that don't involve the internet. The internet is controlled by left-wing statists. As long as you are a right-winger trying to get money through the internet, you are going to be banned, kicked off, eviscerated on a regular fucking ongoing basis. Wherever the fuck you go from here, you'll last over there for 6 months, a year, 2 years, and then you'll get kicked off for being a right-wing statist. Okay? Why do you not understand you have lost the fucking war? Why do you not understand? Get the fuck off the internet. Get a fucking post office. And no, people, it's too hard for people to write checks. Well, maybe you need a smarter audience. I mean, if the people who listen to you can't figure out how to write a fucking check and mail it to you, maybe you need a smarter audience.
You may be wondering, what could the reason for doing this be?
I know the reason. You're white, and you're not a left-wing statist. That's why it doesn't matter where you go next. It's only a matter of time until all the other right-wing statist, alt-right people using Patreon also get kicked off. You weren't the first, and you certainly won't be the last, my dear.
Well, let me just read you their email.
This is hilarious.
My name is Max, and I'm a member of the Trust and Safety team at Patreon.
Trust and Safety. Yeah, Orwellian as hell. I'm from Trust and Safety.
Here at Patreon, we believe in freedom of speech.
No, we don't. What is the rules of CLSology? If you have to tell people you do, it's because you don't. If you have to announce that you believe in freedom of speech... when you're censoring somebody's fucking account, that's a indicator you don't believe in freedom of speech.
We are creating a platform that empowers creators to share and debate ideas.
Unless those ideas are ideas that are different from our ideas. In that case, those people will be censored. And you're not creating a platform that empowers creators to share and debate ideas. You're creating a platform for you to make money, because the people who run Patreon take a percentage. Which, again, I've tried explaining to you dumbasses out there, and you just don't understand this. You're so desperate to give a percentage of your income to somebody else. Right? PayPal takes a percentage. Patreon takes a percentage. Once again, it's just too complicated for you to rent a fucking post office box and let people mail money to you. And then you would get all the money, except, of course, for the cost of the post office box. But, oh, God, you just can't do that because you're so... It's the internet! You're just so fucking stupid.
When ideas cross into action, though, we sometimes must take a closer look at what our creators are doing with the funds they earn through Patreon.
As long as those creators are not left-wing statist, in which case we pay no attention to what they do. And how exactly do they know what she's doing with the money she earns on Patreon? Are they stalking her? Do they have her staked out? Are they doing surveillance on her? How does Patreon know what Lauren's doing with the money?
It appears that you are currently raising funds in order to take part in activities that are likely to cause loss of life.
Loss of life! I stopped that a little bit too soon. It appears you are currently raising funds in order to take part in activities that are likely to cause loss of life. Oh, loss of life. You mean like murdering Muslims in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots? That kind of loss of life is completely acceptable because Hussein Obama is half black. No problem raising money via taxation. Patreon, do you guys pay taxes? Did you know your taxes go to murdering people in other countries? Sounds to me, Patreon, like you're raising funds in order to take part in activities that will likely cause a loss of life. You're paying your taxes. That's an activity. Paying taxes, that is an activity. Those taxes go to killing other humans.
We have therefore decided to remove your page from Patreon and paid out your final balance of $95 to you.
Lauren, if you can only raise $95, you're in sad shape. Maybe she had, taken the money out, but I don't know. But anyhow. We've decided to remove your page from Patreon because you're raising to take part in activity. Now you'll notice, well, and she'll talk about this too. At no point do they actually specify. I mean, you can just throw, again, you can throw this in every, oh, I'm sorry, it appears you're raising funds to take part in activities likely to cause a loss of life. I mean, what if you're working, you're raising funds so that you can buy an automobile? Well, with your automobile, you could accidentally run over a pedestrian or a bicycle rider. And so driving an automobile is likely to cause loss of life. This is the closest they come to evidence in this email as to the actual reason. Again, we know the reason. I know the reason. I don't know if Lauren's smart enough to know the reason or not. The reason is because she's white and she's not a left-wing statist. And this is why, no matter where you go, if you are a white, non-left-wing statist, no matter where you go on the internet, you will eventually be censored, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. But no, don't listen to me. Cling to the internet. Cling to the fucking internet. Just flock over to Patreon, open up your, because it can't happen to you, right? Because you're special. It can't happen to you.
We understand that this will come as a disappointment.
Boo-hoo.
Please know that we have come to this decision after a long review process and will not consider an appeal. Thank you for your understanding.
a long review process during which we noticed that you have white skin and you're not a left-wing statist. It took us about 15 seconds. And this is great. We will not consider an appeal. Because, we will not consider, just, no. And did you hear evidence? Did you hear reasoning? Did you hear actual accusations? Of course you didn't.
Raising funds in order to take part in activities that are likely to cause loss of life. That's a pretty freaking incredible claim there, Patreon.
And she uses the word incredible correctly for once, because as I keep reminding, incredible means lacking credibility. And yes, their accusation that she is raising funds to participate in an activity that will likely result in loss of life lacks credibility. There's no credibility to that accusation. Zero.
That should take some pretty incredible evidence behind it, shouldn't it?
Should.
But what did you provide as evidence?
Nothing at all.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Absolutely freaking nothing. Now, I assume that you guys are talking about the Defend Europe mission, a mission that, firstly, I am not actually taking part in.
Well, but that doesn't actually matter. See, Lauren, you're white. It doesn't matter if you're participating or not. What matters is you're white. You have white skin. You are inherently racist. And therefore, you have to be banned on the internet.
I was planning on joining them on the boat initially just to record everything, something that hundreds of journalists and reporters from all across the political spectrum were begging to do, but I decided a professional crew member with more experience should take my place instead. Secondly, not a dime that I got from Patreon went towards the Defend Europe mission. All of the money I get from Patreon goes towards my initial stated goals, which were entirely within the Patreon guidelines.
Oh, Patreon. I say, and again, this is, if you rent a mailbox and people send money to you via, I know, guys, writing a check, it's so complicated. Once again, guys, all right, why do you think you should be allowed to vote if you're not smart enough to write a check, put it in an envelope, write an address on it, and put a stamp on it? Because I know there's a bunch of you out there, including alt-righters right now, who are just thinking about how impossible, how stupid I am to actually suggest that people would write a check. It's just so difficult. And that's just not how you do things anymore. Because, oh my God, it's the current year and the internet. And yeah, and that's great. I don't care. Keep going down in flames. Just keep fucking getting on the fucking Patreon and the Fagtreon and the Sissytron and the fucking Girlyfon and the fucking whatever fawn comes next. Keep signing up for this shit. Keep agreeing to their terms of service. Keep giving them a percentage and keep getting kicked off. See if I give a fuck. How many times do you people have to be slapped in the face to figure out what the fuck is going on?
And thirdly, and probably the most important point, even if I were taking part in the Defend Europe mission, and I were raising money for it through Patreon, it is not a mission with any intentions to cause the loss of life.
Yes, it is. Because it is a mission that is in, and I don't know anything about it, I'm taking a wild guess. It probably has something to do with some white people not wanting to be exterminated. And if you do not want white people to be exterminated, that is racism.
In fact, that is quite a slanderous statement because the intentions are the exact opposite. For those who don't know, Defend Europe is a mission which has three main goals. Okay. One, fact-finding to expose the alleged collusion between NGOs and human traffickers. Two, to sink empty hazardous rafts so they can't be used by traffickers again, a task that NGOs should be doing. And three, to answer distress calls and provide aid to migrants who need it and call the closest port for aid instead of transporting people to the furthest point in Europe, which the Italian government are asking the NGOs to stop doing.
Okay, I think that sounds mostly harmless, and you'll notice that basically it's which the NGOs aren't the NGO, because NGOs don't do anything.
The mission is literally working entirely within maritime laws, and if any of that changed, and if their mission was to harm people or to ignore people in distress, I would disavow it immediately. The reality is, though, that Patreon has no interest in any of that. They have no interest in the truth.
That's
They've
what
already
I've been
stated
you.
That their shutdown of my account is not up for review, and that they're not doing this for ideological reasons, even though it is quite clear that that's exactly what they're doing. If you want to go ahead and prove me wrong, Patreon, reinstate my account, because...
If you really love me, nice move, but no. If you want to prove me wrong... No, Patreon isn't interested in proving you wrong. Patreon doesn't have to prove you wrong. See, nice move. Oh, prove me wrong, Patreon, by reinstating... No, why don't you say prove me wrong by showing some evidence? Lauren, stop clinging to Patreon. Stop clinging to the internet. Stop clinging to the notion that you haven't lost the war.
Because I am doing none of the things that you've accused me of doing. And if you truly do have concerns about people raising money that may lead to the loss of life, then why do you keep pages up like It's Going Down, a radical left-wing organization that promote violence against police? It doesn't quite add up, does it?
Yes. Okay. They're left-wing. You're right-wing. It's not any simpler. And I know that Lauren knows this. Okay, she's being facetious. I get that. And this is my point. This is why, you right-wingers, you've got to fucking let go of this shit. You've got to wean yourself from the fucking Factreon and the fucking PayPal. Thank you, train. See, here comes the train. Train is coming. Who could have seen that coming? I can hear it coming. I'm going to get off the railroad tracks because I'm not a right winger. I'm not going to cling to the fucking internet. I'm going to get off the fucking railroad track.
Oh wait, it does actually add up. It's because you guys at Patreon actually have employees that quite publicly support Antifa, and the entire letter you sent me was complete and utter bullshit, basically. And you know what? It's your company. You guys can do what you want.
But yes, they can.
Just be honest about it, because this isn't about you guys appreciating freedom of speech or ideology. It's about the people on your platform having the right ideology.
She's exactly right. And no, Patreon isn't going to be honest about it. They're never going to be honest about it. They are left-wing statist. They will never be honest. One of these days, I've got to do the podcast where I talk about the difference between the left-wing statist and the right-wing statist. Here's one of the key differences, okay? Right-wing statists are stupid. Left-wing statists are evil. Right-wing statists, like Lauren, I believe that Lauren genuinely, if I can fucking learn to talk, she genuinely believes the things that she puts forth. She genuinely believes that there's an invisible man in the sky. She genuinely believes that the government can do good things. She genuinely believes that the government protects her from corporations. She genuinely believes that taxation is necessary to provide basic services to the population. Okay, she genuinely believes all of these things. She's just dumb. The left-wing status, the people who run Patreon, the place where you're filtering all of your funding through because you're dumb, because you're dumb. The left-wing status, they're not stupid. They're evil. The left-wing status knows that government murders people. The left-wing statist knows that Hussein Obama murdered Muslims in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots. The left-wing statist knows they are lying when they say they believe in freedom of speech. The left-wing statist cannot claim, they don't genuinely believe any of this shit. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They don't believe in equality. That the left-wing statist is evil. The left-wing statist wants to exterminate white people. The left-wing statist wants speech control. The left-wing statist wants to indoctrinate and brainwash your children, which they're doing because you keep sending your children to their colleges. This is the prime difference between the left-wing statist and the right-wing statist. The left-wing statist is pure fucking evil. They know that what they are doing, they know that it was people exactly like them who put Jews in concentration camps. It was people exactly like them who put Japanese in concentration camps. It was people exactly like them who exterminated the American Indians. Okay? They are evil. Absolutely fucking evil. And that is why they cannot allow any opinion different than theirs to exist. They are simply fucking evil.
Now, to say I'm angry is a bit of an understatement. Friends of mine are being stalked and beat up. I'm being banned, censored, and attacked everywhere I go.
Yeah,
I'm getting demonetized
for
being offensive, and most of my income has been taken away.
Who saw that coming?
And basically, the entire establishment, corporations, government, and media is against me and anyone who dares share my opinions.
Yes. And yet you still think you're winning because Donald Trump is the president. You can't see that you've lost. And until you've lost. You've lost. It's only going to get worse because old people keep sending their children to college where their children get fucked up in the head. And again, Lauren, you're young, you're blonde, you're cute. You can get a fucking job. You just don't want to get a job.
Hell, if Facebook is scared to ban me again because of the backlash they got last time, well, they just go ahead and ban the people who share my content. It's been a hell of a ride, but I will say I...
Wait. Feminist book is engaging in ideological censorship. Once again, Lauren, why are you clinging to feminist book? Why? I'm not saying you can't have a feminist book account. I have a feminist book account. The post is... The post! My post, you know, my podcast, they auto-publish to the fucking feminist book, and it's fine, and I get a couple, a little bit of traffic out of that. But just let go. Let fucking go of the feminist book.
I can't stay mad for long, because the whole thing is actually a bit hilarious when you really think about it.
And humor is a good way to deal with tragedy. I mean, if you really have lost almost all of your income because of... And this is what I love, too, about the left, the diversity and the tolerance. And, you know, here, she's lost most of her income due to all of the censorship of the internet. Now, is that her fault because of trying to channel all of her income through the internet and not getting a fucking job? Yes, it is. Is it her fault because she just refuses to rent a fucking post office box and let people send money to her? Yes, it is, because that would be too complicated because her audience just isn't smart enough to know how to write a check. But at the same time, I don't even remember what my fucking point was. I really don't. My fucking train of thought completely derailed. Wean yourself from the fucking... I don't know.
What they're doing here is they're trying to tire me out. I had people weeks ago telling me that they like my content, but I need to cool it with my opinions because Patreon is going to...
Wait. And I hate the word content, but we like your content... But you need to cool it with your opinions. Okay, but hold on. Isn't Lauren's content her opinions? I mean, okay, maybe you could say her content is the objective information that she presents as someone who's going out and reporting on what's happening. But aren't her opinions like something of a part of that? So for someone to say to you, well, if someone came to me and said, great one, I like your content, but you need to tone down your opinions. What the fuck are you talking? Oh, wait, hold on. 12 years of public education. I mean, you could claim Lauren has a little... Now, unless the content you're talking about is like the videos of her with her cleavage showing, which, okay, that's different. And with Lauren, you could say that her reporting and her opinions I mean, there's going to be a little overlap, but objective fact and her opinions about objective fact, okay, those could be a little bit different. But still, this is kind of boggling to even wrap my brain around, that someone would say unto Lauren, I like your content, but you need to tone down your opinions. No, the reason I even pay attention to Lauren, other than the fact that she's cute, is for her fucking opinions. I don't need Lauren's reporting to tell me that white chicks in Europe are getting raped by Muslims. I already know that. It's about her opinions. It's about her analysis of the information. Because you can get the information. The information's everywhere. You don't need to go to Lauren for the information.
Shut me down, and I wasn't going to be able to do what I do for much longer. And that just so happens to be exactly what these corporate government progressives want. They want me to cool down. They want me to be a docile little travel vlogger that smiles and tells you everything is doing dandy. Trust your government. Trust their initiatives. Buy this product. Like and subscribe. And despite everything that has happened to me and all of their attempts to shut me up and others up, I'm still doing what I'm doing, and people are still sticking around and watching it.
But you're not getting paid, because you just won't fucking go and rent a fucking post office box, because it's just too complicated. It's just so hard. And instead, you're just going to cling. Oh, you're going to cling to the... Because eventually, there's going to be a fucking faggy on, Patreon, sissy on, GoFundMe on, fucking PayPal on. Eventually, you're going to find somebody on the internet who will take a percentage of your money and not ban you. Oh, just keep clinging to that delusion, honey. Whatever you do, don't get a fucking job.
I have more support than ever right now. My friends who are also being demonetized.
So how much money are you making off of that? You just said that you've lost most of your income.
Banned are still going. And people are after my PayPal. They're after my YouTube. I don't know how long that's going to last.
Oh, yeah. But you'll cling to them anyway. Whatever you're not going to fucking get a Bitcoin. You're not going to fucking get a post office box. You're going to cling to the fucking fiat currency based fucking internet system where somebody else takes a percentage of your fucking money.
I don't know how long I'll get to keep these accounts. But the thing is, they can keep shutting me down wherever I go.
And they will.
And I'll keep popping up wherever they're not looking.
Eventually, you'll run out.
My content will be re-uploaded. More free speech supporting sites will be created.
No, they won't.
They're not going to be able to get rid of me. It's going to be a constant wild chase for them to shut down ideas that threaten theirs. And I'm not going to let them catch their breath.
Here's the problem, Lauren. Once again, there's thousands of them, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of left-wing statists that have nothing to do except spend welfare money and vote every 2 years. You're one person. You're not going to outrun the horizontal enforcement. You are not going to outrun these lifeless fuckers who have no purpose in existing other than hating anyone who doesn't have the same opinion they have. You're not going to outrun them. You're going to go somewhere else and you're going to get banned from that. And you're going to go somewhere else and you're going to get banned from that. And you're going to go somewhere else and you're going to get banned from that. And you're just never going to figure it out.
And even if they do manage to shut me up,
they will
ban me on everything, and I have no way to ever share my message again with or without income. It doesn't matter.
Oh, it does matter. That's why you're talking about it, because it matters. And there is a way for you to share your fucking shit. It's called getting your own fucking website. Why do I have to keep explaining this? Again, everybody wants to cling to, I'm going to put my stuff on fucking censorship too. Or I'm going to put my stuff on feminist book. Why do you not understand buying your own fucking domain name and starting your own goddamn website? Yes, the hosting company can shut you down. You go buy a hosting account at another company, and you go back up. Yes, eventually every hosting company will, and believe you me, this is what I'm saying, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Yes, eventually the hosting companies are going to start shutting down. I believe the hosting companies will eventually start seeking out and shutting down right-wing websites. But you can host your site in foreign countries that don't have censorship like we do here. Okay, if you have your own website, and this shit may get expensive. I mean, or you host it from a computer in your own house. And if you have a lot of traffic, that's not going to work unless you have a fucking T10 installed. That's a high-speed phone line. Or, I mean, we're probably past T10, so I haven't, you know, maybe some high-speed internet cable, whatever. But the point is, you can host in foreign countries. You can host your website in another fucking country. But eventually, no matter what you're doing on the internet, eventually the left-wing statist will come for you, whether they fucking remove your fucking domain name from the DNS servers, you know, whatever the fuck happens. They're going to keep coming. If you are not a left-wing statist, the social justice warriors, the left-wing statists are going to keep coming for you. They'll come for me one day. I promise you. The only reason my website and my feminist book and my Twitter still exist is because there's just not enough people pay attention to me, because if I was as cute as Lauren, I'd have a bigger audience. But I'm not, unfortunately. Not even close. She's way... I'm just... telling you, she is way, way cuter than I am. But if I was as cute as her, I would already be banned also.
Because people can even kill me, but they can't kill an idea.
Well, honey, they can. It's called college. And killing ideas is what college does.
And after me, more people with dangerous ideas will rise up
and
keep
be killed.
Speaking and take on that torch of free speech. So am I angry? Not so much anymore. In fact, it's kind of hysterical.
Good, because being angry won't do you any fucking good. You can just sit here and yell at the internet like I'm doing, but it won't do. That's why I went trail running this morning. Yeah, I seriously two chicks out, so I did this trail running section. Hey, let's talk about other shit for a minute. Let's tangent. Went trail running this morning, and I did this little trail section I do where it's just a big circle. So I'm going around, and there were these two girls out there running, and man, they were burning. We were going in opposite directions, and so because it's a giant circle, you can gauge how fast somebody is going based on each time you meet them, right? Because if you meet them. You run into them and you both go around the track, you're in the house, and you meet them on the exact opposite side, well, then you know you're going about the same speed. Well, these two girls were easily going twice as fast as me, if not better. I mean, they were burning it. So I was impressed. They were kicking some ass, man. And what else did I get? I went trail running this morning, and there was that, and it was nice. Came home, had some breakfast, had some shit from the farmer's market. Had me some sunflower sprouts, had me some fucking zucchini, had me some freaking fresh raspberries from somebody's farm, didn't have any chemicals sprayed on them, no Monsanto shit. Yeah, it was delicious, man, and I'm sitting here doing this, and when I'm done, I'm going to go outside, I'm going to walk around, I'm going to go by the library, I'm going to go have a beer over at the Equinox. It's going to be a good day. I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to fucking be angry about shit.
Because... progressives, you can keep trying.
They
but
will.
But you pushed your luck too far. And really now do. The culture is headed in the other direction and...
No, it's not. Why? Why do you... Will you right-wingers, please show me some evidence that the culture is heading in the other direction. Can you show me some evidence of this? I know Donald Trump got elected. Hillary had more voters voting for her. Donald Trump squeaked in thanks to the Electoral College. The parasites outnumber the producers. You keep sending your kids to college. They're coming out of college with worthless degrees, huge amounts of debt, and left-wing statist political beliefs. They're going to come out, they're going to whine for debt forgiveness, they're going to whine for fucking higher minimum wage, they're going to whine for fucking guaranteed minimum income. Can you show me some fucking evidence that you are winning? Can you show me evidence of this fucking turning tide that you keep talking about?
You are desperately clawing to shut up all those against you, and the reality is there's nothing you can do about it.
Yes, there is. The left-wing statists control the colleges, they control the media, they control the bureaucracy, They control the corporations. They control the internet. There's a lot they can do about it. They can fucking shut down anyone they don't like.
Anyways, to those who have been supporting me through the high and the low points, I can't thank you enough. The support has been overwhelming and has helped me to just laugh in the face of all this craziness. And to my wonderful ex-Patreon subscribers, I'll figure something else out so I can still do the same exclusive live streams and the videos I was doing before. We had a lot of fun on my Patreon, and I'll make it work out. For now, in a grand act of maturity, I decided to go and buy PatreonSucks.com, where you can go and sign up for the same reward tiers as my original Patreon account. That'll be the main hub until that site is either improved or something better comes along that replaces Patreon. And I certainly heard some rumors.
See, there we go. Well, I'm just going to wait for something. I'm going to wait for something that replaces Patreon to come along.
That's coming soon.
I'm gonna wait for somebody else who's gonna take a percentage of my money and eventually ban me for not being a left-wing statist.
It's just like...
It's battered wife syndrome. You know, the reason my husband hits me is because I don't love him enough. I'm just gonna cling to the internet. I'm just gonna cling to third-party websites on the internet to take a percentage of my profits. I just can't wean myself.
Anyway, I'm not going anywhere, and I appreciate the support from everyone. It's been absolutely amazing. As for Patreon, you guys can suck my balls, which apparently legally exist according to the Canadian government.
And hey, if the Canadian government says so, it must be true.